I'm feeling.
Let's go.
Need to let it go.
You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
So here's an amazing thing. Martin van der Vijver started the restaurant 911 group on Facebook last Monday. And 8 days later, they've got 28,800 members. Wacht, laat even ons zien hoe dat werkt. Hello, Martin.
Hi, Rian. How are you?
No, right, man. Listen, I must say, I was a bit jealous when I saw your group is as successful. Because we wanted to do a similar thing with the last lockdown. Didn't really take off, but yours has taken off. So for
this has boomed. Has gone through the roof. We didn't expect this so quickly.
So for people that don't know what this is about, how does it work?
So basically, we started this group just to advertise restaurants and takeaway places. So what myself and Darren do is we go to a restaurant, we do a video or live video, and just basically advertise and to get them some more exposure. And on the group, all the restaurants just post their menus constantly all the time to get everybody involved and to know where they are.
Okay, so you go around, you taste their food. Now, I see you've been to around 20 restaurants already in a week. Sometimes four times a day. Who's paying for all of this? Are they sponsoring?
No. We don't want nothing for free. We even pay for the biscuits that we get with our coffee because that would be totally against our initiative. But, we're paying for everything ourselves,
Holy crap. Wow. Well, this is fantastic. So you're properly supporting restaurants as well by doing
100%,
this.
100%, yes. And the welcome that you got from a lot of the restaurants is amazing, you know. And the people, they deserve to have the exposure out there.
So now, Martin, you know it, I know it. People need to get more creative. Restaurants need to be
100%.
They need to get more creative to get the feet in, or at least you know, get the food out to the feet.
100%, yeah.
And that's a problem. What is it with restaurants? Why can they not be more creative?
I think you know, a lot of them try, and but I think just their spirits are down a bit at the moment, you know. But I don't think that's much of an excuse, but. Yeah, no, we've gone to a couple of places where people have tried their best, but it's just not working for them. And I think, you know, if they could get a little bit more exposure, you know.
Yeah. So all these places that you go to, you wait outside for your food. How does it work?
So what you do is we go inside. We obviously, we meet the owner. We do a little video with him. We order our food, and then obviously we have to do a takeaway. We go sit on the pavement, and we eat our food as a takeaway on the pavement, or sometimes we go on the box, we eat on the box or the back of our bucky tailgate.
That's great. So you know, now,
can I let Darren elaborate a little bit here as well?
Yeah. Is Darren there? All right.
Yeah, he's here. Hold on.
Hey, everyone, what's happening?
Hey, Darren.
How's it going?
I was just saying how wonderful this idea is and how great it is that you guys are supporting.
It was Martin's idea, and he gave me a call and said, listen, don't you want to just sort of help me, because he wasn't clued up on the Facebook admin side of things. And I said, yeah, sure, not a problem. And a couple of hours later, I thought, geez, what have I gotten myself into? But it's been awesome. Just to elaborate a little bit, you know, some of the restaurants are getting really creative. You know, we were at a place last night in Edenvale. Maligueta, what they've done is they've actually set up literally like a driving. They've got a big screen there, so they've all their waiters are still employed. So the guys go out to the cars, serve the food there. The kids come along. They've got a candy floss machine, and they've turned it into a proper driving in their car park. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're going well. They're busy.
So everyone's doing this driving thing now. Tell me about
there's a bit of a, and you know, obviously some of the guys are getting live artists to perform.
Who's doing this? Because that's what we want to see more of.
I'm going to have to go through about 1,000 posts on our page to tell you exactly who, but I've seen it pop up a few times.
Okay, great.
But, you know, some of the other restaurants are doing as well. You know, instead of laying off their waiters, you know, the waiters who can and the waiters who do have their own vehicles, they've actually now using them as delivery drivers, and
Have you guys found a dish that you thought, you know what, if you eat this inside or outside, it's fantastic? Like this, everyone needs to know about this dish.
Well, look, Ryan, I'm a bachelor. If you come to my house, there's a different dish on the go every night. I must say we have seen some pretty interesting things. Some ridiculously massive burgers today. Martin had something that, I don't know. I think you'd need to weigh that on a truck scale. It was absolutely huge. But, no. you know, it's I don't know, when it comes to creative thing, that's not my strong point. Yeah.
So now, Darren, we know the lockdown is going to be extended. You guys are going to run out of money. You know this. If you eat at four restaurants every day.
Yep.
It's going to be a problem in 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, it does not cheat. It's not a cheap exercise.
Well, let's hope. You know, it's easy as this, and I hear you guys don't want anything for free, but damn it. You know, if you go through all of this trouble, I hope you at least get a milkshake or some chips or something for free. And I hope
we don't want nothing.
No, you need something.
Not in the for freebies. we got a bit of backlash on the group already, where people have said that, you know, private messages saying that you people are just doing this for the free food. That's not what we're about. And we want nothing, absolutely nothing for free. All we want is the people's smiles, they're great welcoming, and that's it.
So what is the connection here? Why are you guys doing this?
You have a look around the world in every community, you know, people help each other. And unfortunately, South Africa is one of those communities where, you know what I mean? It's kind of every man for himself. No one really stands together, you know, unless someone sort of initiates something and puts something together, you know, or there's a big event. But, you know, the rest of the time, we kind of just leave everyone to their own devices. And, you know, look, I will say this, you know, Martin's business is very much community-based. And this is something he's always been doing. So this is not a out of the blue new thing for him. He's always been helping his community for years now in any way that he can. It's just in his nature.
All right. Listen, guys, keep up the great work. Restaurant 911, go join them on Facebook. Nice talking to you, Martin.
Can I just say something quickly before we go?
Yeah.
Just to everyone that's fighting that COVID virus, just stay strong, keep your minds focused. You guys can beat this. And to my brother, Jean, you can fight this. You will get better soon, brother.
Amazing. Very special. Cool. Thank you, guys. Go well.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. Cheers, everyone. Ciao.
Restaurant 911 on Facebook. Who nice is it, Needy 2 hours,
yeah?
I didn't know that, I must say. I didn't know they went around and actually they review the restaurants.
Yeah. Out of their own pockets.
Make little videos. Oh, that is incredible.
I mean, they've even got like a whole logo here done, and sure.
But you see, sometimes, you know, you go, it can't be possible. And that's why they get all these messages. People going, what's the catch here?
Mm.
But clearly, they're just doing this because they want to help. Incredible.
Yeah.
Nice to know there are still people like Martin, Darren out there.
Let's go.
Just the dry, sarcastic comments he makes.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.